Okay, so some initial thoughts on being in a church for the first time in over 15 years. The good news is I didn't spontaneously burst into flames upon walking in the door. Kind of taken aback by the size of this place. It's much bigger than any churches I remember ever visiting in the past. And it's really beautiful, too.
Hey guys, this is Hinge, The Making Of, a podcast about an atheist, a pastor, and the mystery of Jesus. I'm Drew Sokol.
I'm Corey Markham.
Hey, I have a co-host now.
You do. And if you guys couldn't tell from the clip, I'm the atheist.
Which makes me the pastor, and I kind of hogged the first two episodes.
A little bit. But I hadn't moved out to Phil yet, so I totally forgive you, Drew.
So to make up for it, Corey is going to take over for most of this episode.
Why, thank you, sir. So some of you are probably wondering what an atheist was doing in church. Now, the answer to that question begins with a Facebook message, a message I received about a year and a half ago. You see, I had just been on this radio show.
Well, Corey Markham is new to the program. He's an atheist and a blogger at the Atheist Republic website. He actually grew up in a Christian household, but abandoned any faith commitments as a teen, especially in...
This is a Christian radio show called Unbelievable.
Corey, welcome along.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
God, I hate my own voice. And then a few weeks after that, I was sitting in my kitchen drinking a cup of coffee, and a message popped up on Facebook. It was from this pastor.
Yours truly.
And this pastor had this awesome idea for a podcast.
Maybe just the start of an idea. I had just been through this pretty intense, kind of profound season of doubt about my beliefs. Doubt that actually hit me this one Sunday when I was on stage preaching.
Because one conversation that's happening in our culture right now is actually on this topic of truth. We ask as a culture, we ask, what is truth? And how can I find something that will always be true? We crave truth on every level and we search.
For some reason, that day and for months after, my sermons, they just felt empty. I'll share more about that later, but I knew I wanted to start a narrative podcast about Jesus and about belief and doubt. A podcast that wrestled with the mystery of his life, but was also brutally honest, vulnerable.
Kind of intimate and raw.
Yeah.
And at first, you just wanted my opinion on it.
And we just hit it off. We started hopping on the phone every Friday or so, just kind of discussing our different beliefs, not just what we believe, but why we believe it. And we both felt, look, these types of conversations usually turn into debates and are pretty antagonistic. And that makes sense. So many of us are locked inside our own echo chambers. And so there's no shortage of Christian podcasts or atheist podcasts. But what if we did something different? Like, what would happen when two people from radically different perspectives come together to question the very things that they take for granted? Would we arrive at a better end if we take each other's views seriously?
So I flew out to LA, where Drew lived at the time, and we made a demo.
Have you ever found yourself captivated by a single mystery? I'm Drew Sokol.
And I'm Corey Markham.
We made that whole thing in my living room.
Yeah, picture sheets hanging from the ceiling and towels on a table. And
we didn't really know what we were going to do with it at the time, but we got a pretty enthusiastic response, you know, from friends, but also from some bigger names.
People like Francis Collins, who was the head of the Human Genome Project.
And over the course of the year, we both had pretty significant life changes. A few months ago, my wife started grad school in Philly, and so I quit my job, I moved with her, and now I'm pursuing this full time.
And then 3 weeks ago, I quit my job, grabbed my stuff and my Puggle, and moved out to Philly to pursue this full time too.
Dude, what's up, man?
Dude, I made it.
Hey, good to see you. That is a lot of Starbucks cups.
With it being Corey's first time in Philly, of course we had some tourism to do, starting with one very important landmark.
Okay, so this is Pat's right here, and that's Gino's down there across the street.
Nice. That's right, yeah, Philly cheesesteaks.
I'm getting a pepper cheesesteak.
And then a cheesesteak with extra cheese.
Can you
No onions, just steak and cheese. And can you do provolone cheese?
Provolone? I only really take cash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Do you have cash? I didn't know that.
We found an ATM.
All right, your first Philly cheesesteak. What do you think?
Mmm.
I think that says it all.
But there are some other landmarks around Philly as well.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Independence Hall.
So is that right there where they signed the Declaration of Independence?
And being in the city where our democracy was born, we got caught up in a protest.
This is what America looks like. This is what America looks like.
And exploring the city was great, don't get me wrong, but the most interesting tourist attraction for me was a place that I hadn't been to in over 15 years, church. There I was, sitting in church, mainly so I could listen to the drudgery of a sermon, and I don't know, I just felt kind of odd.
My sermon was that bad, huh?
No. It's, here, let's just go to that night.
What I kind of said is, like, in ways, I felt like an anthropologist from Mars. And what I mean by that is, it is so odd and peculiar to watch, like, the rituals that you do and, like, the way that there's, like, is it communion, right?
Yeah.
Is the word for it? Like,
yeah.
And the way, I don't know, like, it's interesting, man. Like, it, that's how I felt, though. Like, it was, I'm, like, looking on the outside in, like, and it just was so odd to me. I'd forgotten how much singing there is in a sermon. And I keep telling people that I'm not a fan of musicals, and that was one of the things I did not like about church when I was young, was all the singing.
For the record, we didn't break out into dance.
Yeah, no, though.
Let the record
that
show.
That might have been better, though. No,
so we've talked about what you were doing in church, but there's still this bigger question here, right?
Like, what is an atheist doing in a podcast about Jesus?
Right.
Yeah, I think about that a lot, actually. For starters, I suppose part of me just wants to prove Christianity wrong. Maybe this is because I just absolutely despise certain teachings of Jesus, like his teachings about hell, for instance. I don't know. I can't imagine anything more unfair than the idea of people burning in hell for having the wrong beliefs. But on another level, I mean, look, I grew up in a Christian home. Most of my friends and family are Christian, and I live in a predominantly Christian country. In other words, Christianity is all I see. And yet here I am, this atheist black sheep swimming against the tide. So I don't know, I guess sometimes I just feel like I have to defend myself and my views. But then I think there's also a part of me that hopes that I'm wrong, that wants to prove myself wrong. And nothing would bring me more joy than the belief that there is a being out there who cares for us, someone who has everything in order and who will ensure that our loved ones never really leave us. But I just don't see it. But here's the thing. Billions of people around the world do believe in Jesus, and not just in some vague spiritual way, but they believe that this man literally rose from the grave and was the Son of God. Their lives depend on this being historically true. So what if they're wrong?
I've had several big episodes with doubt in my entire life, but it's kind of been there all the time.
This is my buddy Jeremy. He recently left his job as a pastor, and we were wrestling with this question of, what if we are wrong?
So right now I'm in the middle of those questions. Do I believe this and follow this because it's a security blanket that gives me hope that not everything's going to be bad long term? And if that's the only reason why I believe it, I want to believe something because it's true, not because it makes me feel good.
Yeah, that's the worry for me. You know, is there any chance that when I'm raising kids, like, I'm going to be lying to them about ultimate reality? Like, that's a thought, like, that's a worry that is just, like, it's kind of hard to shake off.
Yeah. I used to use the analogy of, it's like a river that's always there, and sometimes it starts overflowing the banks of the river, and that's when the crisis happens, but the river is always flowing. That doubt is always there. And There's evidence on both sides, and when you're in the middle of doubt, a period of doubt, all you can see is the river overflowing. All you can see are the doubts, but that's not the whole story. There's a lot of good reasons to believe.
But doubt goes both ways. I mean, what if I'm wrong? If Jesus was more than a man, well, this might have drastic implications for my life. So much in my world would change. And I want to make something clear. I think Christianity is something to take seriously.
And I think objections to Christianity are something to take seriously. So here's what we're going to do. For the rest of the year, we're going on a journey to tackle this question, who really was Jesus Christ? Corey and I have read a lot of the same books, studied a lot of the same history, and yet we come to two completely different conclusions. So what happens if we explore the reasons why? What happens when we step out of our bubbles and into someone else's? In December of this year, we're going to release the first official episode of Hinge. It's going to be a 10 to 12 episode series in which we invite you into this journey that we're taking. You'll hear stories from some of the foremost experts to everyday people who feel the way to that question now.
Until then, we're going to keep you updated here. We're going to begin to ask the most provocative questions about Jesus, and we're going to introduce you to some of our future guests. But in the meantime, here's what you can do. Go and like and subscribe and rate us on iTunes, and use it as an excuse to talk to someone that you disagree with. Next time up, miracles.